The word of God given to us today is Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Please turn to page 2 of the New Testament in the Korean Bible. It's Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Allow me to read the words of God. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Amen. First, I pray that the grace and peace of Christmas will overflow at home and at workplaces of our members of the church. About a year and a half ago, one of the members of the church introduced a video to me. I remember being deeply moved by it back then. And that memory just crossed my mind suddenly, so I searched for it again. It was a documentary film called Ellen's Story, 8 years since, which was produced in 2008 by a broadcast company in Korea. So the broadcast company visited Ellen's family back in 2000 and filmed them, and then went back again in 2008 to film them again. Some of you may already have watched this video. Ellen was 28 years old at the time of filming. She was from Korea and was adopted by Arlo and Mary Nichols in Baltimore, U.S., when she was 4 years old. And Ellen is visually impaired. The Nichols couple were also visually impaired. When they showed their home, the dishes and condiments were pretty well organized. But finding an apple or a spoon that was dropped on the floor took a fairly long time. Mr. and Mrs. Nichols have 3 more children other than Ellen. The older 2 were sons, and the younger 2 were daughters. All 4 were adopted, and they were all adopted from Korea. And not only are Mr. and Mrs. Nichols visually impaired, but all 4 children are blind as well. Moreover, Sarah, the youngest child, was 25 years old, but she was not only blind, but also had other disabilities as well. Her intelligence level was that of a 2-year-old. So it is said that she wears diapers. Not only that, she has aggressive behaviors, so she throws things at times. The Nichols couple went through the pain every day to communicate with Sarah, and they taught her how to sing mealtime prayer songs for over 20 years. The two were infertile, and the two recalled that they were so happy when their son called Mr. Nichols Appa, or Daddy in Korean, for the first time. That was because becoming a father meant that they could be someone that can have effects on their children. Luckily, the two sons were able to see some degree, to some degree after multiple surgeries. The second son, in particular, is the only one in the family that does not use Braille, but can read in actual characters. So the second son served as the family's eyes. At the time of the filming, all four children lived in different places. Ellen, in particular, was married in 2004 and had a son as well. It was said that the first son would always hide behind his step-parents when a Korean would visit, from the fear that he might be taken back to Korea. Maybe that was why the first son was never on the show. I came to wonder, what made the couple live such a life? The camera briefly showed one of the walls for a very short moment, and there hung a cross. Seeing that made me feel emotional all of a sudden. Mr. Nichols said as follows at the Mirai, or the Wheat Grain Korean Missionary event in New Jersey that he was invited at. According to the Bible, we have been adopted by God and became His family as well. So we practice that love. Also, Ellen, who works at the state hospital and also writes and records songs, sang the song Na, which means me in Korean, at the event that was written by Song Myung-hee, a poet with severe physical disability. I may not have any possessions. I may not be as knowledgeable as others. I may not be healthy as others. But I do have one thing that others don't. I have seen what others haven't. I have heard the voice that others haven't. I was given the love others weren't. I have realized what others haven't. The fair God, although I have nothing others have, the fair God allowed me to have what others have not. While watching the video and listening to this praise, I could not help but cry. She called him the fair God, even in all the situation that she was in. It seemed almost fair to say that God was not fair and blame everything on God and the world. Ellen and Mr. Nichols seemed more holy than anyone at the event. In this documentary piece, they emphasized on showing the road in the front of the Nichols residence at the very beginning and at the very end of the video. The road that showed at the beginning of the video seems like any other ordinary road. But as the video played on, the road seemed to mean something else. The road that Mr. and Mrs. Nichols walked on, holding their hands together, seemed very holy. That road was the very road that was shown at the beginning of this video, but resonated completely differently. That road was probably the same road that other people in the town had walked on numerous times. But that road that the Nichols walked on seemed like an entirely separate road. Today's passage also testifies about a road. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. Herod the Great was the son of Antipater, an Idumean who was the descendant of Esau, Jacob's older twin. Herod was born in 73 BC. Idumea was a country at the south of Judea, situated between the Sea of Salt, or the Dead Sea, on the east, and Philistines, or the Palestine, on the west. It was called Edom in the Old Testament. Although he was not a legitimate Jew, he made contributions in several wars, and so became the governor of Galilee when he was 26, became the king of Judea when he was 33, and ruled until he was 70. He is known to have passed away in the year Jesus was born, or the year after. The Magi, in this verse, are similar to fortune tellers or astrologers who read the light, location, and march of the stars. The east, in which they have set off towards, means where the direction of or place where the sun rises from. More precisely put, it refers to areas such as Persia, Babylonia, Arabia, and such, where astronomy was developed. It is suspected that after the South Judea had been captivated by Babylonia, the prophecies of Judea had become known to the astrologers in that area. And verse 2, and asked, "Where is the one who had been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." The Magi from the east said that the reason why they have come to the palace in Jerusalem was to worship the baby who has been born the king of the Jews. The book of Matthew testifies of Jesus who has come as the king of the Jews, so it is often called the Gospel of the King. That is why the phrase, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews?" is one of the theme phrases of the Gospel of Matthew. The word worship from the passage is proskuneo in Greek, and it means to worship, as we learn from the New Believers class. The literal meaning of this word is to approach and kiss on the foot. King of the Jews is sort of a nickname of the Messiah that is used together with the son of David. The Magi from the east did not simply come all the way to congratulate the birth of a great man. They did not just deem the newborn baby as a subject of respect, but the subject of worship. So Bethlehem was situated 8 kilometers to the south of Jerusalem. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and these Magi from the east went to Jerusalem to seek for the King of the Jews. To their thoughts, Jesus was born to become the King of the Jews. So they naturally thought that he must have been born in Jerusalem, the capital, and in the palace. They have followed a special star that they have never seen before, and traveled at least 100 to a few thousand kilometers. That is something incredible. But they were lost, with only another 8 kilometers left on their journey. No, to be exact, they walked on the road that they thought of instead of the road that the star had led them. They thought naturally that because the King of the Jews is born, They thought the place of birth would be, of course, the palace, meaning their thoughts and judgment was way above the leading of the star. There are many Christians who believe in the Lord's words and obey the guidance of the Lord, but put their own thoughts, their own plans, way above the Lord's. And so they use the Lord's words and guidance as a means of building up their own thoughts or plans. Most Christians have faith in the omnipotence and power of God and confess about it too. But there aren't that many Christians that fully acknowledge the wisdom of God. They consider that their own wit is better than that than God's wisdom. So they plan out everything in their lives and pray to God to give them the strength to fulfill those plans. But that is the same as making God the genie of the lamp from Aladdin. God is so wise that it is impossible for us to even compare him with us. That is why, when looking back on our lives and seeing that things have not turned out the way we have thought or planned, makes us feel relieved. When hearing from the Magi that they have traveled from the east to worship the baby who was born king of the Jews, the reactions of Herod and the people were as follows in verse 3. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. Herod the Great had an eye for architecture. In 2007, the Hebrew University of Jerusalem announced that Herod the Great's burial is in Herodium, Herod's palace, on an artificially built 758-meter-high mountain in the Judean desert, located southeast of Bethlehem. This place, with facilities such as pool and villa, was not only used as a palace, but also as a headquarters when a war broke out. Not only that, Herod built numerous fortresses and cities, waterways, theaters, public buildings, and more. His best architecture work was the Temple of Jerusalem. He has also lowered the taxes and even melted his golden plates and sold them to buy grains from abroad when the people were suffering from extreme poverty. However, all of these were only a means to maintain his throne. His obsession for power was almost paranoid, and he was also morbidly suspicious. King Herod had 10 wives. He was most fond of Mariamne out of his wives, and eventually killed her, suspecting her of adultery. Not only that, he killed his uncle, mother-in-law, and even his 3 sons, accusing them of trying to overthrow him from his throne to take it over. And so, Caesar Augustus, who had a personal relationship with Herod the Great, once said, "I would rather be Herod so than to be his son." The word son is huios, and the word so, a female pig in particular, is huos in Greek. This was Augustus insulting Herod the Great using word pun. It was a phrase that best described Herod. Herod knew, as a fact, that the entire nation would feast on his death. When he was 70 years old, he was seriously ill and knew that death was near. So he made a terrible plan so that the entire nation will mourn on the day of his funeral. He picked out a few villages from the entire Philistines and ordered the arrests of the Jewish elders. They were then imprisoned in Jericho. He made an order that they should be killed when he died. That way, the sound of mourning will be heard from all over the country. Fortunately, that order was not carried out. There were a lot of celebratory events when he died, but almost no one grieved his death. As such, Herod was obsessing over his throne so much, and the Magi from the east came and said, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews?" His entire life had been shaken. And the phrase, "all Jerusalem with him," means that this rumor was spread to the entire Jerusalem in no time. This means that the people of Jerusalem were stirred up by the expectation that if it is the Messiah that was born, as prophesied in the Old Testament, does that mean a new era of which we can live a better life will come? Herod, upon hearing this from the Magi from the east, gathered up the chief priests and teachers of the law and asked where the Christ, the Messiah, will be born. The answer was as follows. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." To Herod's question, the chief priests and the teachers of the law quoted the Micah chapter 5, verse 2, and replied, "Bethlehem." At the time, the Bible was not made up as a single book. Also, it was not like the chapters and verses of the Bible were well divided either. And yet, the fact that the chief priests and the teachers of the law were able to quote the exact Bible verse to Herod's question shows how knowledgeable they were in the Bible. It also shows how eagerly they have been waiting for the Messiah. The chief priests were those who gave sacrifices or worship every day. And the teachers of the law were those who were always near the words. But they were not aware of the most important one. The chief priests were not aware of the God who received all the sacrifices they gave. And the teachers of the law were not aware of the one main subject of the words that they always studied and copied down on. Their wait was not the wait for the one that was recorded in the Bible, but the wait for the one that they have been expecting for. When the Magi from the east came out from the palace, the Bible testifies of what happened as follows. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. When the Magi from the east came out from the palace, the star that they saw from the east was visible again, and they followed the star's guidance and went on the road, finally arriving at the place where Jesus was. Let's imagine the scene in our heads of when the Magi from the east just walked out from the palace. (Clears throat) They were inside the palace up until just now. There must have been quite a few Israel's powers inside. There were even the chief priests that were in the highest positions religiously. The items inside the palace would have been those of the best in Israel. The clothes that the king and his liege were wearing must have been those that ordinary people could not ever wear or even touch. If they were treated with food inside the palace, they must have been the best of food. But that place was truly without light. The Magi from the east saw that star outside of the palace. Not just another one of the stars out of countless stars, but the very star that guided them from several hundred or thousand kilometers away. The fact that they were able to see the star again means that the outside was pitch black dark. In the dark night, power cannot be seen to the eyes. The best of items will be surrounded by darkness. The fanciest attires would not seem fancy at all. The bestest food will lose its color. However, no matter how dark it is, you will be able to go ahead if you have the light of that star. Even if the world is covered by total darkness, even if our lives are surrounded by darkness, the reason why we are able to not fall in despair or be frustrated and always stand in the midst of hope is because that star, that light, is shining above us. That star, that light, is always with us through God's words. What the Magi from the east did after finally arriving at Bethlehem is testified as follows in verse 11. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The Magi from the east came to the house and saw the baby and his mother Mary together. The two were probably lying down together. The baby's father Joseph was probably standing next to them as well. But the Magi from the east did not congratulate the father Joseph. They did not congratulate or praise giving labor to the mother, Mary. They bowed down and gave worship to the baby only. The scene is a very clear picture language that tells us what life of faith is. The life of faith is giving worship not to the person, but to Jesus only. How the Magi from the east bowed down and worshipped the baby Jesus and then went back to their homes is testified as follows. In verse 12, "And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route." The Magi from the east returned to their country via another route. On the surface, another route means the other route that does not head towards Herod. But in fact, it refers to the route that the Lord has ordered. The road that the Christians should walk on is the road that makes God our purpose, the road that God's words orders us to go. Not the road to achieving desires, nor the road of secular values. If Korean churches are being criticized, why would that be? I mean, if we, who comprise the Korean churches, cannot be regarded the salt of the world or the light of the world, then why would that be? That is probably because we deem the road that Herod has requested, the road to the kingdom of Herod, which is the entirety of secular values, not the road that the Lord has ordered us to go to, or the road that the Lord's words is talking about, as the most valuable thing in life. Although it may seem that all those who follow the Lord are walking the same path as the people of the world do on the surface, the meaning and its value is never the same. The Bible testifies about the path of which the Apostle Paul has walked on as follows. In Acts chapter 9, verses 3 to 7, as he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. The path that Paul first walked on, the road to Damascus, was the road of realizing the secular desires for himself, the road that had nothing to do with the Lord. But the resurrected Jesus met with Paul, who was walking on such a path, and changed the direction of the path. Paul later confessed as follows in Acts chapter 20, verses 23 and 24. "I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace." The road that Paul walked on after meeting with the resurrected Lord was the road that made the Lord the purpose, and the road of living as a witness of the Lord's words. When Paul realized that there was not much time left before he can breathe his last breath on this earth, he confessed as follows in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." Paul confessed that he has walked on every path that he should walk on this earth. And now he is left only with the road to eternal life, the road to the eternal kingdom of God. Today is the Christmas day of which Jesus, the very road that came to make us walk on the road of eternal life, was born. That is why Jesus said, "I am the way." The road that we are supposed to walk on is the path that is within our Lord, who is the path to eternal life, one that is together with the Lord, and one that makes the Lord our purpose. The path that we walk on can never be overlapped with the path on which Herod walked on, which was stained with secular desires, greed, and self-obsession. Also, it cannot be the same road that the chief priests or the teachers of the law have walked on, which makes it look like it is the path for God, but in fact, it's covered with selfishness and pretense. The road that we should walk on is the path of which we deeply show gratitude towards the grace that God has given us, the path of self-denial and the path of worship, just like our Lord has done. At the end of the documentary film that I mentioned at the beginning of the sermon, the Nichols couple said as follows, "Love is not based on outcome. We want to believe in the unconditional love. We love our children, no matter what their conditions are. We are ready to greet them." The reason why Jesus came down to this earth was not because there was something to love about us. Neither was it because there was a good enough reason to greet us. If you expand the love of the Nichols couple to infinity, that is the love of the Lord. Today is the very day of which the baby Jesus has come to this earth to make us walk on the road to eternal life and walk again on the road that the Lord talks of, not the road of secular values. That is why today is the birthday of Jesus, as well as the day that the meaning and value of the road that we walk on changes. Merry Christmas. Let us pray. Father God, the Magi from the east saw the mysterious star that appeared in the sky and walked a several hundred to thousand kilometers under the guidance of the star. But once they have reached Israel, which was the most important part of their journey, they have walked on the path to the palace in Jerusalem, according to their thoughts, instead of where the star was leading them to. We confess that such moments have frequently occurred during our lives of faith. We say that we will follow the will of God, and we do walk and obey to the words of God. But in the very crucial moments, we at times follow the path of Herod that represents secular values, or walk on the path of the chief priests or the teachers of the law, who follow their own thoughts or what they are expecting for. We pray that the path that we walk on is the very path that the Magi from the east have walked on after coming out of the palace of Herod. Also, when we breathe our last breaths on this earth, let us confess that we have finished the race and kept our faith, just like the Apostle Paul did. Above all, God, we thank you for sending us baby Jesus to this earth so that we will walk on the path to eternal life, even if we do not meet with any conditions and there isn't a reason for you to do so. Let us walk on the road that the Lord has walked on. Live the life of serving, following after the serving of the Lord, so that the meaning and the value of the path that we walk on transcends every day. Thus, may our every day be like Christmas and be like worship that we give in truth and the Holy Spirit. Also, through the lives of ours that walk on a different path, make anew our society that has been darkened to the darkest point due to materialism and divided for rejecting those who are different from us. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.